is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
Yeah, that man right there. New album out Tuesday. It's going to be 10 cuts, and it's called Erasin'.
Yeah.
Yes.
24 years since he's come out with an album. That's good.
Steve Perry. Don't be shocked by the look on the album. He looks like a stand-up comic at a sleazy bar in L.A.
There's like no background. He's in a black suit, and he's just holding the mic.
Yeah, it's like, give him a glass of water on the stool. This is weird. All right, so what do you say about this? Felicity Cadlick, she's going to marry a zombie doll, an actual doll.
There's no law against marrying something inanimate, like a lamp or a tree.
Yeah, why would you pick this creepy, gross zombie doll? Have you seen it?
It's what nightmares are made of.
It looks dirty, too.
The face is burnt and covered in fake blood, which is also spoiled, so it adds to the darkness, and it's just really disgusting. I don't know what it is.
It's got rotten teeth in its mouth and a tongue hanging out.
Oh, well, my God, I can't believe they're doing this.
It's so bad.
They're going to get married.
Here comes the bride.
Yeah.
Zombie doll by her side.
Oh, yeah.
She'll have no plans for Thanksgiving because she won't get an invite.
She's been having a relationship with the creepy doll since she was 13. She's 16. Now they're getting married next year.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
Wow.
No, thanks.
Yeah, that's...
Hard pass.
No, when you nope.
Baby needs to eat, so whip out your boob.
That's what one lady did at a Michigan church. She whipped it out, and the baby started feeding. Not a big deal. Nobody really cared until the preacher said, "You in the front, you breastfeeding, you are encouraging lustfulness. Get out!"
Only in you, and, perv.
And then come back and meet me in my office in 10 minutes.
I need to remain behind the podium, though.
Yes.
I gotta sit down for a sec.
Yeah, Livingston Daily reports on Monday that Ben Walls Jr., a senior, led the Nas Church in Detroit. And 29-year-old mom, front row, started breastfeeding, and he just went berserk.
God doesn't want you to feed your infant child in his house?
Of all the places... It is most hurtful when it comes from your own church.
Why don't you go to the parking lot?
Yeah, so they threw her out, and of course now everybody's going crazy, including the congregation asking for him to leave.
Yeah, bye.
Speaking of boobs, now, this is interesting. Emma Lowe's Instagram is Potter... I can't say it. Just realized it. Can't say that on the air.
Oh, what, really?
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta come
back. I think that's one of those words I can't say.
Can you spell it?
Yeah. Anyway, this is actually, there's another woman that did this. She made pottery out of boobs, but this one apparently was doing it before her.
Oh.
And because of that, and because she's quit her job now because it's making so much money, it's gotten really, really big.
Right.
Yeah, and supple.
Now, wait, what is this?
She's been making pottery out of boobs for 2 years now. First as a joke. Then she did her own boobs and made Christmas presents for her boyfriend. Started out with just as a joke.
What is this, a mold?
You remember the other lady made potting plant, like things that you put plants in, like the pots, and they were boob pots, and you can either have them molded after yourself or any kind of shape that you wanted.
Okay.
Customers came out from all corners of the earth. She started selling them on the internet, and just this month, she quit her job.
To make more boob pots?
Boob pops. Uh-oh. People are asking for boob pots all over the place.
Well, huh. You hit the internet. I mean.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click.
It's something you've all been asking for.
I want pottery that looks like my boobs.
Now you can have it at Pottery Boob, the only store filled with customized pottery that looks just like your boobs.
I got a great deal on a flower pot that looks just like my boobs. Doesn't it look good, honey?
Sure does. A little sad. Baggy, but, you know, still small.
Excuse me?
I mean, it's a beautiful flower pot. The best. Way better than your best friend's flower pot. Not like I know what that one looks like.
And at Pottery Boob, it's not just about the ladies.
Yeah, do you have flower pots for guys? For man boobs? I have man boobs, and they're huge and supple. I need a pot that looks like my man boobs.
Right this way, ma'am.
Excuse me?
I mean, sir.
So if you want pottery that's custom designed to look like your boobs, come to Pottery Boob. Your boob pots await.
Rick Stacy.